A Jewish Journal article. Two anti-Semitic incidents occur at UConn during Passover weekend. Two anti-Semitic incidents occurred at the University of Connecticut, UConn, over the weekend. The Daily Campus, UConn's student newspaper, reported that swastika graffiti was found on the building facing UConn Hillel on March 27 and on March 28. Somebody also shouted anti-Semitic slurs at a Jewish student wearing a kippah and holding a box of matzah. Additional swastika graffiti and the Nazi SS symbol was found on a university building on March 30. There have been a total of 7 anti-Semitic incidents on campus during the 2020-21 school year, according to the Daily Campus. There have also been 2 incidents involving anti-LGBTQ+ slurs on campus in March. It is distressing to me that a letter like this one is necessary, but it is absolutely urgent for us to make clear to all of our students, faculty, and staff members that you are vital, valued members of the UConn community, UConn President Thomas Katzelias wrote in an email to the campus community. For those who feel distressed or uncertain in the face of incidents of abhorrent conduct, let us be as clear as we can. Hate has no place here. UConn Hillel Board President and student Dory Jacobs told NBC Connecticut that the recent anti-Semitic incidents on campus has affected the safety of the way that Jewish students on campus feel, and that, it's a very, very hard time to be hit with anti-Semitism like this because it feels like once again we have to fight for our ability to practice our religion freely without this type of hate. She urged the university to incorporate anti-Semitism education into the curriculum. Just as you incorporate education against all other forms of hate and bigotry. The Anti-Defamation League tweeted, "Hateful rhetoric against anyone has no place in schools. Pleased that UConn is taking these attacks seriously and will hold those responsible accountable." At @ADL_Connecticut is supporting UConn Hillel and student leaders to bring about long-term positive change. The StopAntisemitism.org watchdog, on the other hand, criticized the university's response to the anti-Semitic incidents. Email protected. Students have been begging the president to do something for months, they tweeted. With the massive amount of $ invested into the school's security, we're finding it a bit puzzling as to why none of the 8 anti-Semitic incidents that have happened since September have been solved.